John 6. No. John 14. Verse 6. And then I'm just going to share with you some experiences that I've had in praying in the Holy Ghost, and some from having read and studied the Word of God, of the results of praying in the Holy Ghost, and see if you want to grab hold of that, and however much you're praying, find out if you're praying enough. Can you say amen? Amen. John 14 and 6. John 14 and 6. And I'm going to go ahead and read through verse 11. I'm going to read verse 6 and then start at verse 11 and read on to verse 18. We're talking about, we're headed to praying in the Holy Ghost. He just said now, be filled with the Holy Ghost. We have already established that God, Jesus, Holy Ghost are three in one. They're the same. And God is a spirit. And then we establish that we are spirit. And how do we communicate with God? In the what? Spirit. Not in our natural mind. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. My grandson, I won't call his name since he doesn't like for us to talk about him, but they are studying about Jesus now dying on the cross. And his concept of it is interesting sometimes, but he wanted to know, why did Jesus die on the cross? And he said, I made a cross and I died on the cross and I got up, or something like that. You know, we have those crosses on the door and in the side of our house. And yesterday he would start going where Junior was. I'm scared of that cross. What are you talking about? That cross over there. And so I had to take him, explain to him Jesus died on the cross, let him touch him. They didn't hurt and didn't hurt him, but his concept of it is not clear. But it's true that Jesus died, that we don't have to. What I'm saying, the natural man, his natural little mind yet hadn't caught hold of what it really means to die on the cross. And then the next time he's talking about Jesus loves us. He died on the cross and he's happy. Amen. But the natural man cannot receive those things of God. And verse 6, and Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works I say, sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And the Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye being present with you. But the Comforter, say Comforter, say Comforter, Helper, which is the Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you what? All things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Neither let it be afraid. Say peace. I have peace like a river. Hallelujah. I have the peace of God. Then chapter 15, verse 26. 15 and 26. It says, but when the Comforter is come, and we know he's talking about the Holy Ghost, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth that proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He shall do what? Testify of me. He shall do what? Testify of me. And I won't take the time to go ahead and read all the other scriptures, but in 17, 21 through 26, Jesus is talking about us being one with him. And he's one with the Father, and we are one with him. So I'm one with him because I'm born again. I return to Acts 1:8. Just rushing to get there. Just like coming to Christmas. Amen. Ready to get there. Amen. Talking about being filled. We've already established now. And be ye not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and into Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be what? Witnesses. And you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. You shall be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. And you shall be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost.